Acts 27:21, but after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. And I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there should be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. Amen.
Hey, you ain't dead yet. Amen. Hey, you can lose a whole lot of stuff and get it back brand new after a while. You ain't dead yet.
Amen. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not. Amen. Thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island.
Still at the mercy look like of the storm.
Amen. But when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country and sounded and found it 20 fathoms. You know, they've gone back to that part of the sea that Paul shipwrecked in and sounded again and found it was absolutely accurate according to the Bible. Amen. They go a little farther and they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. Getting more shallow. Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon the rocks, they cast 4 anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. I missed one. Verse 20. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, no small tempest lay on us, and all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Amen. I was driving down the highway to Virginia, and the Lord spoke to me, cast 4 anchors out of the stern and wish for the day.
Hallelujah. And I want to preach tonight on 4 anchors. Hallelujah.
4 anchors. Praise God. The anchors are faith, hope, and charity, but I couldn't figure out what in the world the next anchor would be. Lord, what's that 4th anchor? Amen. And I thought and I thought and I meditated. Amen. And then it came to me. What God wanted me to preach about the 4th anchor along with the 1 Corinthians 13:13, now abide of faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Amen. And I found the other anchor in 1 John 1. That which we have seen and declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we to you that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is the light, we have fellowship. That's the 4th time He mentions that word in 1 John 1. Fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Hallelujah. Amen. All sin. Paul told the Corinthian church, said, such were some of you. What? Amen. Adulterers, fornicators, fornicators, abusers of themselves and mankind, drunkards, extortioners, and the list is long. But he said, such were some of you. Amen. Tell the truth, most Gentiles were right in that very same condition. But now you're cleansed, he said. Now you're sanctified, he said. Woo, glory to God. Amen. Why? Because the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Oh, I'm talking about 4 acres. Praise God. Cast 4 acres out of the stern and wish for the day. Woo, glory to God. Amen. I want you to notice that Paul said, I exhort you, be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with us. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. Storm's still raging. Wind's still howling. And Paul, having to talk loud before they can even hear him, said, sirs, be of good cheer. What did he say? He said, be of good cheer. And the winds are howling and the waves are dashing and the ships are creaking, and they've tied ropes all around that ship and girded that ship to keep it from falling apart. They throwed the cargo overboard. Small fortune there. Amen. Had to throw it all overboard. And then with their own hands, they cast the tackling of the ship. They got rid of everything that had weight that didn't have life. Hey, they threw it overboard. Praise God. Wherefore, sir, be of good cheer, for I believe God. Let's say it together. I believe God. Say it again. I believe God. Where's the girls on the front seat? The rest of these folks tongue-tied. Amen. They can't talk. Amen. Is it because you haven't got any faith that you can't speak? Amen. Let's yell it. I believe God. Come on, you can do better than that. I believe God. Hallelujah. Ooh-wee. That's faith, folks. That's the first anchor I'd like for you to throw out of the ship. Hallelujah. Throw out faith. Glory to God. And let faith take over. Oh, it's so dark. It's so dark. The only direction they've got is, amen, that the water's getting more shallow and they're headed for the rocks. Amen. And the ship's going to break up and they're going to be dashed to pieces before they can get to shore to safety. Amen. And then Paul walks out of his prayer room. Amen. They wouldn't listen to him before, but they're desperate now. They'll listen to the man of God. There's a lot of folks got stubborn streaks and they won't listen to the man of God, but you get desperate enough, you will. You'll call for a prophet. Praise God, and here he comes. Hallelujah. Ah, Luke probably was with him, amen. There was probably a handful with him attending him. Glory to God. And yes, they were standing right with him. Get back to that later. Praise God. And he said, there should be no loss of man's life among you. I believe God. Ship's going to be lost. I believe God. Did you know that everything that you hold dear in this world today is going to be lost? All your houses, all your lands, all your automobiles, and all your durable goods, and all your gold and silver and precious stones, and all your CDs, amen, and all your savings is going to eventually be lost. I know they buried that old lady in her Corvair the other day. Had to dig a big grave for that Corvair and buried her in that 62 Corvair. Amen. Amen. But she only took it 6 feet under. She ain't driving it around where she's at. Amen. No, go out there and dig it up in the graveyard. It'll still be there. Get you a metal detector and walk over there. You go crazy when it gets over that Corvair. Amen. It's still there. Amen. Oh, yeah, that King Tut thought he was taking all that gold with him. Amen. And they buried it under another tomb so the grave robbers wouldn't get it. They found it a few thousand years later. And you know what? Yeah, you're right. King Tut and all of his gold and silver and all of his good things, amen, was still right there. Hadn't moved an inch. Amen. Covered over with dust. Amen. Yes, sir. Yeah, he didn't take it with him very far. And where he went, he didn't realize he had it. Amen. Hey, praise God. Hey, we're going to lose everything we got in this world. As well make up your mind. Amen. We're going to lose it sooner or later anyhow. Forget it. Amen. And just perchance you do lose everything you got in this world. Amen. When it happens to you, think how that preacher felt when he had to sell everything he had and go into all the world and preach the gospel. And leave all, houses, lands, and everything, job, security, insurance, boy, nowadays, amen, we won't work till we retire, you know, and get kind of old and feeble, because we won't have insurance till we die. Hey, we need some heavenly insurance. Amen. How'd you do it, Brother Collins? Live by faith 47 years. Hey, I never thought of anything else. I never did think about quitting. I never did think about changing. Amen. There's a lot of times I had to work a little bit. Amen. But every time we left the church, amen, he left everything behind again, just about it. Amen. Charles Valentine said, two moves the same as a burnout. Amen. Well, we moved our old furniture two or three, four times, you know. Amen. It's been burned out a long time ago. I give up on gluing it back together. Amen. And the other day I put my chair together with long screws. Amen. It's just been moved too many times. Woo, hallelujah. Hey, if you happen to lose everything, amen, and become bankrupt in this world, remember, that's how ever God called, God sent preacher had to do it. Elijah burned his plow and roasted his ox and followed Elijah. And they've been doing that down through the ages of time. Amen. And if you've been called of God and you're looking back to job security and insurance, you're not fit for the kingdom of God, Jesus said. He that looketh back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Hey, amen. Brother Mike, I was with Mike and Norma down there, and Brother Mike finally found. I thought, I don't know whether Mike knows what he's doing or not when he told me he's going to quit his job, and that job we helped pray for him to get. Amen. He's going to quit his job and go full time, and I didn't know whether he could make it or not. Bless your heart, he got out east in Virginia, and from one end of Virginia to the other, Mike Barker has come into his own. Amen. And you know what? His kids don't even want to come home. Amen. They found their own. His own ministry. But you know what he had to do? He had to get out from under the home porch. You see, you don't have much respect under the home porch. People's proud of you and they like you. Amen. But when it comes to very much respect, they remember all your downs instead of your ups. They remember all your failures and your floundering and your dragging. Amen. And you know, it'd be good if we could just be like we was when we first got saved. We didn't know anybody's failures, so we just loved everybody. We didn't know how unfaithful some folks was and how undependable other folks was. Amen. Brother so-and-so word couldn't be counted on, and brother so-and-so wouldn't pay his bills. Amen. And we didn't know nothing. We just loved everybody. You know, I think we need to get back to that. Paul said, I determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. We need to close our eyes and shake hands and hug each other's necks one more time and forget the failures. Amen. But sometimes we got to get out of the home environs before we come into our own. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, I believe God that it shall be even. It was told me that's faith. The next anchor you got to throw out is hope. You notice here in the 21st said neither sun nor stars appeared for many days. No small tempest lay on us. I mean, they were in a hurricane in a wooden ship. A sail ship, if you please. And all hope that we should be saved was taken away. My goodness, about 275 people more or less on one ship about to die. And Paul said, be of good cheer. In the darkest of nights, in the loudest of tempests, in the highest of waves, in the most dangerous of waters, they feared to be crushed on the rocks. He said, be of good cheer. That's hope. I said, that's hope. I said, that's hope. Woo! Glory to God. If we lose everything, and that's what he said, that's going to lose. Has become a naughty word in a lot of people's language today. And he used charity. And you know what charity is? It's love in action. Praise God. It's giving and giving and giving and giving again. You know why Paul was on that ship? You know why he was a prisoner? Because he gave his all to save his own people. Amen. The greatest of these is charity. Praise God. Charity is a life of giving. I already told you, you're going to lose all those treasures that you consider. Oh, yes, we've been blessed in America. Amen. We've got so much that we can't dream anymore, and we're bored. We've got so much, we've got three of everything, and so we don't have anything to look forward to yet. Don't despair because you haven't got three cars in the garage like your neighbor. You can dream still. Amen. Don't despair because you haven't got a seven-bedroom home or seven bathrooms. You can still dream. Because once you get it, you can't dream anymore. You heard about the old gentleman that shouted and sang in church, houses and wealth I may not own, but I got riches at the throne. Amen. And so one day the people got sorry for the old gentleman, and they gave him a house, and they gave him some lands. And when he got up the next time to sing, he said, houses and lands I may not own, but I've got riches in it. Didn't sound the same. It didn't ring the same. And he tried to sing it again the next service. And houses and wealth I may not, houses and lands I may not own. The only thing was now, he had some houses and lands now. And about the third time he said, you can have your old houses and lands back. I want my song. Praise God. It was better to dream and to sing than it was to enjoy the pleasures of this world for a season. Praise God. Hey, aren't you glad? If you don't have everything you want in this world, you still got hope. Amen. And charity. Oh, love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It reaches above the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They found part of that song scribbled on the walls of an insane asylum. Amen. We're all the sea. Amen. We're all the skies of parchment made. And every stalk on earth a quill. Amen. And all the oceans made of ink. Amen. To write the love of God above would exhaust the supply. Amen. Though stretched from sky to sky. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad that love, where love and faith is strong, nothing can last very long. Troubles will make you, break you, or make you a man. Amen. And so, hallelujah, the greatest of these, he said, is charity. But the last of all is the one I struggled to find. And when I found it, boy, I really found it. I found it four times in 1 John chapter 1. In 1 John 1:3, he said, that you may have fellowship with us. Amen. Second time I found it was in 1 John 1:3. Truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I found it again in verse 6. If we say we have fellowship with Him. Amen. I found it again in verse 7. If we walk in the light as He is the light, we have fellowship one with another. You know what a lot of people do when they get in trouble? They quit church and go into mourning. And that's just as good as the devil wants. Amen. Right at the very time in your grievous hour of life that you need help from God, you quit church. And God wanted to speak to you like He's speaking to somebody here tonight through this message. You need the fellowship of God's people. Amen. About 8 years ago, my dad walked the end of the driveway and took his own life. He was depressed. He was depressed. You know what would have cured his depression? If he had just went to church. Boy, they'd have made over him, and they'd have took him home with them, and they'd have fed him, amen, and they'd have took care of him and took an interest in him. But because he didn't take any interest in God and in church, he missed one of the best things in the world, and that's fellowship. And in his thyroid condition and in his depressed condition, and the snow lasted long and it was cold. And he hated the long snowy winter. Amen. And he was depressed. I came back on Saturday night after his funeral and preached, "Have you got your safety chains on?" And one of them was, "Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together." Go to church. Maintain your fellowship. Praise God. Stay in the Bible. Amen. We've seen walk among us just in the last few days some precious children that's backslid now that they're out of church. And one of the first things they did was find fellowship with the world instead of fellowship with the church. They found another kind of fellowship. Amen. And it destroyed them. It destroyed them. You see, once you lose out with God, seven more spirits come in to help destroy you. You got to stay with that fellowship thing. Amen. You got to have fellowship with us. That is the preachers. Amen. The Bible said, "Know them which labor among you." One rendition of that is get to know them. You need fellowship with the men of God. They'll give you God's message. Amen. So you need fellowship. And a wonderful thing about reading the Bible is you have fellowship with the apostles. You have fellowship with Jesus Christ. You have fellowship with the prophets. You read about people that have gone through things you're going through worse. And you have fellowship with them, praise God. Your fellowship with us. Hey, let's throw that anchor out. The anchor of fellowship. Ka-splash. And down she goes. And she grabs a hold. Amen. And she helps keep us off the rocks. Why do we need four? Because the wind blows from four different directions. Northeast, south, and west. Amen. And we need four. We need to grab a hold from every direction. Oh, you might find a lot of anchors in the Word of God, but I'm talking about four we need tonight. Praise God. And the last but not least is fellowship. Fellowship with the preachers. Fellowship with the Father and Jesus Christ, His Son. How do you do that? Pray! If you're not careful in your trouble, the devil will clamp your lips shut and you won't be able to force out a prayer. He'll paralyze your tongue till you can't pray. And if you get that shape till you can't pray, open your mouth as wide as you can and holler, "Help! Help me, Father!" Amen. Be like Sister Beatrice Moore. She said, "God, if my daddy was alive and I asked him, He'd help me. And you're my Father, and I'm asking you to help me." And you know what? He did. Why? Because she had fellowship with the Father. Fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ. How do we have fellowship with the Father and the Son? Through the third person of the Trinity, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's the mortar between the bricks. He's the contact, the radio contact with heaven, if you please. Woo, glory to God. He's the light that shines, the fire that burns. Amen. The oil that soothes. Glory to God. The wind that blows. Woo, glory to God. Every gift, every blessing, everything we get comes through the Holy Ghost. And the way we have fellowship with the Father and the Son is through the third person of the Trinity, which is the Holy Ghost. That's why He said walk in the Spirit. That's why He said pray in the Spirit. That's why He said be filled with the Spirit. Be not drunk with wine. We know it's wrong to get drunk. But He said be filled with the Spirit. If it's wrong to get drunk, then it must be wrong not to be filled with the Spirit. Praise God. We need a fellowship with the Holy Ghost. And thus we have contact with the Father and the Son, because the Holy Ghost teaches about Jesus, tells us about the Lord. Amen. And the good things of God. Hallelujah. And so we have fellowship with the Father. Amen. But if we walk in the light as He is the light, we have fellowship one with another. Way back yonder in the dawn of time, and I'm done. Amen. He said it's not good for man to dwell alone. Hallelujah. You know what happened to Elijah when he got off over there 40 miles down in the wilderness all alone? He said, "Let me die. I'm only once left." Amen. He needed fellowship. Hallelujah. You know why Paul, praise God, could stand on that boat in a howling tempest with everything looking bad and going wrong? They had lost everything and it looked like they was all going to die. But he said, "There stood beside me an angel of God." He had fellowship with God. I think there's some old boys on board with him. Amen. I think probably Luke was there. And I'll venture to say that there's two or three or four or five more. Amen. Paul had some fellowship. We need the fellowship of one another. Hallelujah. I walked by my dad and my mom many a time going to church. They got broke away from church. They needed it so bad. My dad told me, he said, "I don't feel like getting tagged out to go to church." And he needed it so bad. My brother, me standing there having my back injured till I couldn't say hallelujah, couldn't turn over, couldn't sit down hardly, and couldn't get up after I sat down, scalded down one-fourth of my body with half-inch blisters hanging out on me. Amen. Hoping they didn't bleed all the way through my shirt before church was over.
Amen. I was going to church. I told my wife over the phone, I preached like a scalded dog. I told the folks at Midway Church that if I preach like a scalded dog, it's because I am scalded. Amen. But you know what? The scald didn't hurt. My back hurt so bad, my elbow didn't even hurt. My back hurt so bad that my spine didn't even hurt. My back hurt so bad that my skull didn't even hurt. I know how acupuncture works now. Amen. They puncture the right nerve and it hurts so bad and nothing else hurts. Amen. Hallelujah. And I found out that muscle is the one I holler hallelujah with. It's the one I turned over in bed with. It's the one I got in the car and got out with. It's the one I sneezed with and coughed with. Amen. And I cut off of many a sneeze middleway. But you know what I did? Amen. I hooked up, managed to get in my clothes. Amen. With my half-inch blisters. And I went to church. My brother said, I'm too tired. I was tired too. But I went to church. That's a good place to get rested. And the judgment's going to play that back again before some folks that just look for any little old excuse to miss church. It don't take nothing to knock some folks out. Some folks get a snotty nose and the whole family stay home to blow it. Amen. Don't take much of an excuse. Hey, amen. My wife had cancer and never missed but one service the whole time. Amen. With chemotherapy and radiation and a whole bit, she found out where the answer lies. In the house of God. She went to church when she's weak. She went to church when she felt bad. She didn't feel like eating, but she ate anyhow. Amen. She didn't feel like doing nothing much, but she ate. She went anyway. Praise God. Hey, God's going to look down and see when people are faithful. Amen. And we set the example and we fellowship with God and we fellowship with Jesus Christ and we fellowship with the Bible and we fellowship with one another. Because that's the way we strengthen one another. We get together. And we profit from one another's fire. As they get a song, a brother had missed church for a long time and the pastor went to see him. He was sitting in front of the fireplace in the wintertime. The pastor reached up in the fireplace with the tongs and took one coal out of the fire and set it on the hearth by itself. Didn't say a word. He sat there and watched it until the coal turned from red to gray and then to black. The negligent member said, you don't have to say anything else, preacher. I'll be there next Sunday. You wonder why your fire went out? You separated yourself from the rest of the coals. We profit from each other's flame. Amen. From each other's fire. Stand with us. Father, challenge our hearts tonight. Amen. With these four anchors. And don't let us ever forget it. In Jesus' name, amen. As they sing, let's pray. Let's come around and seek God. Tarry. Call on God.